Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Welcome back to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. My hope is that these couple minutes today would be encouraging to you, helpful to you, and maybe inspire you to think about the world a little bit different. One of the things that has been interesting during the season that we find ourselves in is a lot of people are asking the question, is Jesus coming back soon? In fact, my grandmother used to ask me that all the time. Whenever I'd see her, she'd ask, hey, do you think Jesus is coming soon? Now, there's part of me that says yes to that, but there's also part of me that says, well, I don't really know. I think people for a long time have been wondering, when is he coming back? And I think the Bible is clear that humans aren't going to know that. So anytime somebody writes a book like people did in the 80s, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Must Come Back in 1988, I just think it's a fool's errand. It's just not going to work out. And so instead of asking the question, is he coming back right now? The question I'm asking is, what do we do until he comes back? In other words, if I don't know when he's coming, and the Bible's clear that I can't figure it out myself, then instead of focusing on something that I can't control and I can't truly know, what can I focus on? What can I control? What can I influence today? Well, in Acts chapter 2, Peter preached a remarkable message. In fact, 3,000 people came to faith in Christ. But as he preached that message, he gave us a sense of the mission that we have while we're on this earth. As he's preaching, it says in verse 37 of Acts 2 that when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart. So they said to Peter and the other apostles, brethren, what shall we do? And as he preached to them and said, God has made Jesus both Lord and Christ, as he told them about who Jesus is and the Spirit of Christ comes down on them, he says in verse 38, repent, each of you, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then listen to this last sentence in the section. He says, for the promise, talking about this gospel, the life change that Jesus brings. He says, for the promise is for you, and it's for your children, and it's for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. This is remarkable to me because Peter's preaching, 3,000 people are putting their faith in Jesus, and he doesn't stop there. He says, yes, this message is for you. And this message is for your children. And this message is for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. That is a really big mission. In other words, Peter did not stop with just what he could see in front of him. Peter saw the whole globe as the mission field. And man, I'm so grateful you're listening today. I'm grateful that you've taken time to download this podcast, and my hope is that it's encouraging to you, but we can't stop there. Every single person we see on this planet is going to spend forever somewhere. Everybody has a soul, and the Bible teaches that they will either spend eternity in heaven with God himself, or they'll spend eternity in hell separated for all time. And the difference maker is, did they put their faith in Jesus, this Jesus that's both Lord and Christ? He says, this promise is for you, your children, for those that are far off, as many as the Lord will call to himself. So let me tell you why I think this is such a powerful reminder today. With everything that's going on around us, I mean, there's a lot of debates going on. There's a lot of tension in our world today. There's a lot of questions about what's going to happen in the future. There's a lot that we cannot know. But what we do know is that while we have time, while we still have breath in our lungs, while we are on this planet, the mission is not over. The mission doesn't stop with us. It doesn't stop with our local churches. It doesn't stop with our circle of influence. This mission is for everybody. Jesus' desire is that people would come to know him. And so I want to encourage you today, this mission is bigger than us. This mission is bigger than this podcast. It's bigger than this church or whatever church you're connected to. This mission is universal. Anybody can come, and when they come through Jesus. So today I want to commission you. Wherever you go, that person that you see is going to spend forever somewhere. As you go, those people that live around the globe that you may never see eyeball to eyeball this side of eternity, they're going to spend forever somewhere. The mission is big. And so I want to encourage you, don't be a bystander. Don't be, as we would say, somebody that is just in the stands. Get on the field and be part of helping more people come to know him today. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.